Let's go to Paul Brennan now, who's at Downing Street. Hello there, Paul. More resignations this morning as Johnson prepares for Prime Minister's questions and a grilling by senior MPs later.
That's right. No cabinet ministerial level resignations this morning, but we have had two people falling on their swords and resigning in frustration, frankly, at the way the Number 10 operation has been conducted in recent days and weeks. Firstly, Laura Trott, she's a ministerial aide, a parliamentary private secretary in the Transport Department. But more interestingly, a man called Will Quince, who is a minister for children. And it was he who was sent out to do the media interview round on Monday morning, saying that the Prime Minister knew nothing about Chris Pincher's problems and past. In actual fact, that version of events that Will Quince had been given was false. And Will Quince feeling today that he had no option, frankly, given that embarrassment, but to quit. That said, we have seen the Defence Secretary, Ben Wallace, go into Number 10 in the last half an hour. No indication that he is on his way out. So far, he has expressed his support for the Prime Minister's position. So at the moment, a couple more resignations, but not at cabinet level. And as you say, Boris Johnson is not out of the woods, not by any stretch of the imagination. A really tough day ahead. Prime Minister's questions is at 11 GMT, a half-hour, 40-minute session in Parliament with the Leader of the Opposition. But most interestingly, it'll be good to watch exactly what the Conservative backbenchers ask the Prime Minister and what level of anger they vent at him. But more importantly, I think the liaison committee, it's like a super committee of 35 chairpersons of all the individual parliamentary committees. They come together. It's a two-hour session, more likely to be far more forensically interrogation of the Prime Minister. I think he's going to have a really tough time. Boris Johnson does like big, broad brushstrokes to be pinned down by a committee of committed MPs and committee chair people is not something Boris Johnson's going to enjoy for the 2 hours of this afternoon's session.
Certainly a critical day ahead, Paul. And what about these calls for a snap general election? How likely is that to happen?
It's possible. It's certainly an option that Boris Johnson's supporters have put on the table. As he's losing support within the Conservative Party, thinking was perhaps that if he went to the country, that he might find more support there. But that option does seem to be ebbing away, given the results of a YouGov opinion poll by the company YouGov overnight, which showed that 69% of people now believe that Boris Johnson should resign. And for the first time, a majority of Conservative voting members of the public also believe he should go. Previously, it's been below 50%. It's now 54% of people who would vote Conservative now believe the Prime Minister, their Conservative Prime Minister, should go. 68% of the total, though, believe he will try, at least, to fight on. And there is no indication at all that Boris Johnson will willingly leave the address Downing Street behind me. It's just, I mean, his track record shows that he is just not the sort of person to quit willingly.
All right, thank you very much for bringing us up to speed. We'll cross back to you throughout the day. Paul Brennan, live for us outside Downing Street.